Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Kurt, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is meeting today with organizers of an ad boycott against Facebook. They've been calling on Facebook to ban hate speech. Now, we know that just recently, Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg issued a statement. Facebook up till now has been sort of dragging its feet. So what do we know about the latest?
Well, the meeting just got over. It has been, as you mentioned, a couple weeks in the works here. These are the same organizations that have been leading this ad boycott. And I am literally looking at an email as we speak. I just got from one of the meeting attendees, Jessica Gonzalez from the Free Press, and she said that she didn't hear anything today to convince us that Zuckerberg and his colleagues are taking action. So that should kind of give you a sense of how the meeting went. These civil rights groups walked away clearly feeling like their voices were not heard. So that's the immediate latest, literally from just the last couple minutes.
As far as the advertisers go, does that group continue to grow, or is it sort of stalled out?
It seems to have stalled over the last couple of days. The original boycott plan was to stop advertising on Facebook for the month of July. So we obviously saw a huge rush of advertisers joining in at the very end of June. But the question is going to be whether or not this continues past July, right? So if these civil rights groups are leaving today's meeting and feeling like they're not really hearing what they need to hear, the question will be, do they ask these companies to continue to withhold spending later into the summer, or will some of them just do that on their own? That would obviously pose a massive business risk to Facebook if so.
How important is Facebook to the advertisers who have boycotted? Is there a chance that they may throw in the towel first?
I think Facebook's an incredibly valuable advertising medium for a lot of these companies. I think part of the reason this group, even though it is hundreds of advertisers, Facebook actually has millions of advertisers on its service, so the vast majority are not pulling money from the company. And I think the reason is just because they don't feel that they can afford to. Facebook has become that important to these services and getting their voice out, getting their messaging out. So I would be pretty shocked if a lot of these companies continue this boycott past July. But it's certainly, you know, the summer months are probably as good a time as any to pull back on a little bit of ad spending, especially given all the coronavirus impact. So I think it's sort of a convenient time for people to take a break, but I would be surprised if this leaks into the fall and certainly into the holiday season.
Kurt, in introducing you, I mentioned that Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg had issued a statement, and in her statement, she said that the company needs to get better at removing hateful speech. So based on what happened today, is that just lip service?
Well, the challenge here is that everyone kind of agrees on the same problem. Facebook is not saying that it wants hate speech on its service. Obviously, it says it wants to remove it. I think the real disagreement here is over what hate speech actually looks like. And I'm not sure that that's going to be a middle ground where all the sides kind of come to the same conclusion. So on one hand, yes, it certainly is lip service, because I don't think Facebook is really making a lot of changes that these civil rights groups want. The Facebook perspective would be, we don't agree with you necessarily on what all hate speech looks like, which makes it hard for us to take it down. So I'm not really sure this is a problem with an obvious solution, which is why I'm not surprised that no one's leaving this meeting feeling very fulfilled.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.